Hello, everyone, and welcome to Friday Food Fight, where we are defining the daily struggle to keep food safe. I am your host, Wes Christian, and each week we will be interviewing special guests from across the country who are doing amazing work in the food service industry. So sit back and enjoy this special episode brought to you by Food Handler Solutions and School Food Handler. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Friday Food Fight. My name is Wes Christian, your host for this week, and we've got a little bit of a different format for you, and I'm really excited about this opportunity to be able to share with you this talk from Mr. Bart Christian on personal wellness in these crazy times that we're in. And Bart has been doing talks like this via Zoom and remotely for school nutrition groups and civic associations and just different organizations across the country over the past 12 months. And I know that he would enjoy doing one of these special presentations just for you and your organization if you would like to. We've got all of his show notes or all of his information in the show notes below. And I know that he would love to hear from you. But for today's show, we are all going to sit back and enjoy this special half-hour presentation from Mr. Bart Christian.
Hey, everybody. My name is Bart Christian, and I am so excited to welcome you to the Simple Solutions on Personal Wellness in a Crazy World. You know, how do we survive this crazy world that we live in? How do we go day to day and be our best? Not just for ourselves, but for others. I mean, what are the steps that are involved in doing that? I'm going to share some of those things with you today because I've learned in my life that if I make good, solid choices, they develop into solid habits that have driven me. And I'm going to share those things with you today because I am positive without a doubt that if you'll take action and implement 1, 2, 3, 4, all 5 of these things into your life, they're going to make a change in you and they're going to make a change in how other people see you for the good. So as we get into this, you know, I've learned this about life is there's constants. Now, but there are really only 3 constants in life. And the great Stephen Covey gave us this. He said there are 3 constants in life. There are change and their choice, and they're the principles that we take to those things. The only thing we really have control over in this mix is our choices and our principles. You know, our choices that have developed into habits and our principles that have been developed over time by the things that we've allowed into our mind. So we're going to talk about that because, you know, of all the things, the choices and the principles, I'll tell you one thing about principles. You know, we all have them. They're foundational. I mean, they're what make us who we are. But I've also found this in my life as in my 60 years, nearly 60 years, that my principles have not really changed as much as they've morphed a little bit. As I've gotten older and began to understand that what's going on in other people's lives has great effect over how they act towards other people, and I begin to understand that everybody's got things going on inside of them, it's helped me to understand that sometimes my principles may be strong to me, but sometimes I need to be more sensitive to what's going on in other people's lives so that I can morph myself a little bit to get the best out of the situation. Because you know this, everybody has a story. Everybody has a story. Everybody's got things going on that we know nothing about. You've got things going on in your life I know nothing about. I've got things going on in my life that you know nothing about. You know, we carry that baggage with us as we go through life, and it affects the way we deal with other people. So when that person is rude to you in the grocery store or at the restaurant or wherever, you know, somebody cuts you off in traffic, don't take it personal because it really, really has nothing to do with you because they don't even know you. I mean, they don't even know you. So I'm encouraging you to do this. Think about the story that's going on in other people's lives. Be sensitive to it. And think about what's going on in your own life. And be sensitive to that because that's going to drive how you react to other people as well. So let's watch this real quick clip on the story that people have going on in their lives.
Thank you.
Well, I don't know about you, but every single time I have seen that, and I've seen it dozens of times, it brings a tear to my eye. You know, because it reminds me of somebody that I just met, or something that I just experienced, or something that I heard about another person having to deal with recently that brings it all back, that everybody is struggling every single day. The only difference between us and you and anybody else is that we are all in three states of being. We are either in a crisis, we are just stepping out of a crisis, or unbeknownst to us, we are about to step into a crisis. So as we all realize that and recognize that, I got one simple question to you. The end of that said, everybody has a story if you bother to read it. But I want to challenge you to do this. Are you listening? Are you listening to what's going on in other people's lives? Are you listening to the words they say and the way they act and watching what's going on? Because you can see when somebody's in a tough situation. I was recently in a grocery store and speaking with a young lady, and she was having a very tough day. You could just tell. And I just kind of smiled at her, and I asked her, I said, is everything okay? And she just poured her heart out to me right there in the grocery store line. And, you know, we kind of said a few words together, and it made all the difference in the world. It took me 2 minutes out of my life, but I gave her a little kindness and a kind word and a little bit of my heart. And it made all the difference. So she brightened up, I could tell, with the next customers, because she did realize that she's not in this alone, and we're not in this alone. You know, and that's one of the choices I've made, is to understand that what I think turns into how I act, and what I say, and those things that I act out and say routinely, they become my habits. And those habits will define who you are. They'll carve out your destiny in this life, and they'll determine how you interact with other people. So my question to you is, are you making the choice to be joyful? Are you making the choice to be happy? Or are you making the choice to be glum and down? Because that's exactly what it is. It's a choice. And one of the choices I made was to fall back in love with life. I mean, long ago, I decided to create a habit of loving life and embracing the blessings of each day. Now, I want to ask you this. Are you one of those type of people who, when you get up in the morning, your alarm clock goes off, you set it to wake you up, and it's doing its job, and you asked it to. So it wakes you up. Do you roll out of bed, slam the alarm clock, hit the ground with your feet, and go, oh, Lord, not another day? Or do you joyfully hit the alarm because it did its job? You put your feet out on the floor, look to the sky and say, thank you, Lord, for another day, and get up and react to the day with joy and with love. That's something that I've learned how to do. And what it's helped me to do is it's helped me to deal with that bond that we all share, that common bond that binds every single one of us. And that's change. Change. This one habit of loving life and meeting the day with joy has made all the difference in how I can positively deal with this most challenging of bonds. Because we all have to deal with change. I mean, if I were in a large group right now and in front of a group of people, as I'm so looking forward to being again soon, and I were to ask people if they've gone through this challenge or that challenge, the challenge of the loss of a loved one, the challenge of a child, the challenge of the loss of a parent, the challenge of great sickness in their life or in their family, multiple people would raise their hands. Because it's the one bond that we share. And that's the changes that we all go through every single day. It's the story that we share. One of the other things I learned about life is, besides loving life and trying to share kindness as much as I possibly could, and I got to tell you something, I'm not perfect. I have bad days. I have good days. I have bad days. Just ask my wife, and she'll tell you. But one of the things I learned to help me get through the times when I was a little down and maybe not at my best was to understand it's very important that we find the fun in life. That we find the fun in life. I mean, on top of loving life, I realize that we must find the fun, which surrounds us. It's everywhere. So I'm going to share with you this little irreverent clip I found on YouTube. And, you know, what do you say? How about we have a little fun together? Here we go. You know, like I said, it's irreverent, but it is funny. And you couldn't you just see the faces of those people around? You know, as they're trying to absorb the story that's going on at that moment. But, you know, it's funny about these things is, you know, these things that I want to share with you, you know, these things that I've discovered over my life that have, you know, now let me tell you something. This is going to be kind of like the parable of the sower. I'm just going to throw some seeds out. You guys pick up what works for you, and what doesn't, don't pick up. But I can simply tell you this. These five things have made all the difference in the world in my life and the way I deal with other people and in my relationships. You know, when I discovered these five things, these five habits that changed everything for me, you know, I thought, what do I call them? What do I call them? Because what are these things? Are they steps? Are they tips? What are they? You know, and I realized they're keys. They're keys. They're keys that actually have opened up the joy in my life. They're things that made me begin to see the greater, the bigger picture than just what I could see around me. You know, the thing about these is they're simple to understand. They're not always easy to do. I'm going to be honest with you because action's required. Anytime you want to make a change, anytime you want to move from point A to point B, it requires action. Really simple. So as we get into things, understand that these are going to be simple for you to grasp, but they're going to take a tad bit of work on your end. So key number one is be grateful for your life. Be grateful for your life. I mean, so many people so often get caught up in the day-to-day activity of their lives that they lose perspective of what a grand gift it really truly is. I mean, our personal vision or the demands we put on ourselves can cause us to forget how extraordinary this life truly is. I mean, I get asked this from time to time. Hey, are you a cup half full or a cup half empty person? I said, how about me just being thankful to have a cup at all? You know, life may not be exactly what I want it to be, but I do understand this. And I want you to ask you to do this for me. I want you to take your hands and put your hands on your heart. Take a deep breath and repeat after me. Say, I am a masterpiece. I am a masterpiece. You are a masterpiece. You're one of a kind. There's nobody else like you. The gifts you were given to you so that you could share them with other people. You know, there was no other you. So understand that you are a masterpiece of creation. You know, and that leads me to tip number two, and that is this, or key number two, and that is to be grateful for what you do have. Be grateful for what you have. I mean, we tend to focus sometimes on what's missing from our lives, and we miss what we actually have. Now, I was not too long ago in Massachusetts speaking to a group, and, you know, I'm a friendly guy, and when people pass by, I'm, hello, how you doing? Hey, I'm always speaking to people. And this lady walks by me, and as she walks by me, I said, hello. She didn't respond. I said, hello. She didn't respond. I said, how you doing? She responded, and she's going by. I said, howdy. Nothing. I didn't get anything from her. What I noticed was about 2 or 3 minutes later, after I'd got my feelings hurt, after I got upset, how dare she not speak to me? Everybody else was. You know, I noticed out of the corner of my eye her engaging with someone else. They were sign languaging together. This lady was deaf. Suddenly, what a flood of conviction I got about being grateful for what you have and understanding that it's not all about you. You know, I've written countless articles and I've written 2 books about attitude because it is a difference maker. Now, believe you have a good life, regardless of your circumstances, and you're going to have a good life. I mean, people who focus on what they have live longer, and they have more enjoyable experiences, period. So be grateful for what you have. You know, if you wonder, you say, Bart, I don't have that much to be grateful for. Well, I'm going to challenge you to do this. If you're watching me right now, I want you to challenge you to get a piece of paper and write down these words, I am grateful for my sight. If you can hear me, I'm sure I am grateful that I can hear. Write down, if you're watching this, you've got electricity, I'm grateful for electricity. You've got technology, I'm grateful for the technology I have. You know, I can give you 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 things right now. If you've got a roof over your shoulder, you've got a bed to lay in, you've got a pillow to put your head on, you've got food on your table, you know, you have the love of another person. Just giving you several things to be grateful for. When you're in a dark spot, and you feel like life is really kind of piled up against you, sit down with a piece of paper and write down those things for which you are grateful. And I can't tell you it's going to change your life, But I can tell you this, if you do that, take a few minutes, take a deep breath, and study on those things. When you stand up, you will feel different. I promise you, you will feel different. One of the habits I got into not very long ago is I began to keep a gratitude journal, writing down daily things that I was grateful for. Sometimes I was the same things over and over again. There's nothing the matter with that. But I would find new things from time to time. When I get myself in a dark spot, get down, I'd break out that journal. I'd thumb through those pages and realize, you know what? I got a lot to be grateful for. Be grateful for your life. Tip number three is be a good steward of your body. Be a good steward of your body. Now, you know, I'm going to tell you this, and it may sound a little selfish, but take care of you first. Take care of you first. It's not selfish. You know, you've all heard, love thy neighbor as you love yourself. Well, understand this. There's only so much of you that you can give from empty emotional tank. So I'll make you this deal. I'll take care of me for you if you'll take care of you for me. We cannot give that which we do not have. It's a simple law of reaping and sowing, or karma. If you want to get it, you must be able to give it. And you cannot give it if you do not first possess it. So if you're looking for love and kindness and happiness from the world, but you're not giving love and kindness and happiness, odds are that the world's not giving it back to you. So build that in you, which you want to see given to you from other people, and then give it away. You know, the old saying is that we're only able to give from the abundance of our heart. So what abundance are you building in your heart? Now another thing is you want to take care of your body physically. Because if you're caring for someone else, or you're got a family and you want to be able to be on your game all the time, but you're not taking care of yourself in terms of nutrition and, you know, just a little bit of exercise, something simple as walking. You know, take care of yourself. Take care of yourself mentally. Take care of yourself physically. Remember, you're a masterpiece, and a masterpiece should be cared for gently and carefully and routinely. And what that means is invest in you. Invest in you first. Invest in you first. Remember, you are a work in progress. So that means you got to build you. How do you build you? How do you build you? Well, you build you with the things that you read. You build you with the music you listen to. You build you with the television that you watch. You know, I will tell you this. In the last 6 months, I have not watched 1 second of televised news. Not 1 second. I read the news. I'm not uninformed, but I find that I can process the information much differently if I read it than if I watch a talking head telling me the same thing over and over and over and over again. The worst thing, most likely, that I've ever heard in some cases. So that's my challenge to you. Guard your mind. Guard what you read. Guard what you listen to. Guard what you watch. And guard the people that you allow into your life. You know, these are just solid good habits. And developing these solid good habits will lead to productive choices. And one of the things about building good habits and leading good choices is it may not always be what you want to do. But to be the best you, it is what you know that you should do. So invest in you first. And that takes me to our last two tips. Key number four is practice your faith daily. And key number five is practice civility daily. Now, put these two slides together because I believe they go together. I believe that, you know, statistics show that people who have a practiced faith, whatever that faith may be, people who have a practiced faith means you routinely and regularly practice that faith. They tend to be happier. They tend to be less stressed. They tend to be more productive in their jobs. And as a result, they tend to be more civil to other people. You know, whatever your faith is, practice it daily. I mean, for me, the way I practice is obviously I gather with other people, but for me, it's a daily quiet time in the morning that's spent in the Word, followed by prayer or meditation to calm the race that's going on in my mind every single day when I wake up. And then I take just a few minutes and journal those feelings down. I'm an avid journaler, and I think that's one of the best habits that I've ever developed in my life. You know, these three things, practicing a quiet time in the morning, followed by prayer and meditation, and journaling, have changed almost everything in my life for the good. And studies have shown over and over again that, you know, these things, this practice faith, practicing civility, is really the only real vaccine against the virus of unhappiness that we find in our lives. Now, I've also learned that when my mind is calm and my spirit is happy, I am naturally more civil to those around me. As I said earlier, I think these two things go hand in hand. So, you got the five keys. So, why would you implement any of this into your life? Why would you do it? Well, I can't answer that for you because your why is yours and my why is mine, and I can't answer that question for you, but I can tell you real simply what my why was. I was not happy. I was not happy with me, and I wanted that to change. And so I started looking for things that I could do that I could implement quickly, simply, and relatively easily, actually, and started to do them, developing those habits. And it made all the difference in the world for me. Now, I'll give you one why that I think we might all share, and that's this. You're somebody's hero. You are somebody's hero. Somebody looks up to you every single day and they see a hero. They see a hero. It could be somebody at work. It could be somebody in your family. It could be a child. It could be somebody that you routinely see in a store that they just love the way your attitude is and love the way you carry yourself. You know, there are people looking up to all of us right now that we have no idea. So my question is this, what are we teaching them? What are we emulating? What are we showing them? What works in our life are such that they will build up other people? You know, I can tell you this. I believe that one of the greatest things you can do, no matter where you may be, that may uplift those who look up to you, is to demonstrate love. Now, you may say, well, Bart, what do you mean by love? I mean simple kindness. I mean something as simple as a kind word and a smile. You know, remember, if you're having a tough day, I found that when I'm having a tough day, if I go into a store and I just look at somebody and they go, hey, how you doing? That is a really nice dress you've got on. Oh, that's, you know, I love those shoes, or, you know, your fingernails look fantastic. Something like, just something crazy. They smile and they give me happiness back. And when they give me that happiness back, it lifts my day. It lifts me out of that dark spot. So once again, it's just simple reaping and sowing. You cannot get what you first do not give. And you cannot give what you don't have. If love and happiness and stability is what you want to receive from this world, then that is exactly what you must give. You know, I'm not much of a quoter, but I love this. I love these next couple of quotes I want to share with you. One of them is from the great John Wooden. And John Wooden said this. He said, things turn out the best for the people who make the best of the way things turn out. This is so true. If you just really think about it, things turn out the best for the people who make the best of the way things turn out. You know, Jack Canfield, the author of Chicken Soup for the Soul, I had the blessing to get to know him and to meet him on several occasions. And he shared this with me. He said, Bart, if you can grasp this one simple formula, he said, E plus R equals O. It means everything. And I said, what do you mean by that? He said, well, the events that happen in your life lead to the outcomes that you experience. And all that is controlled by your reaction or your response to what happened. And he said, of all the things that happen to us in our life, we can't really control the events. We can't really control the outcome. However, we can greatly influence it by how we choose to react or respond to the situation in the middle. Now, let me give you an example. You have a bad day. And you go home at night and you want to have a good night with your family, but you're mad and you're upset and you're angry, and you open the door and you realize that your spouse or significant other or one of your children has had an equally bad day. So suddenly you're faced with a choice. Now, that the events that have happened have happened. The outcome that you desire, I hope, is to have a good night with your family. But if you go in and you begin to clash and you begin to share each other's terrible day, and this it just kind of boils into a cauldron of bad feelings, you're not going to have the outcome. Now, when that happens to me and I come home and my wife is in a bad mood and I've been in a bad mood, you know what I do? I take a deep breath at the door. I walk in. I smile because my outcome, my desire is to have a good night. I smile. I ask her about her day. She shares her feelings with me. And you know what I get a chance to do? She asks me to share about my day. But we don't sit and compare those days, and we don't build on that bad feeling. And we get the outcome that we want, which is a pleasurable evening together. Remember, events plus how you react or respond equals the outcome. Things turn out the best for people who make the best of the way things turn out. Now, and my wife always shared this quote with me, too. She said this. She said, Bart, people will forget what you did, but people will never forget how you made them feel. And I used to think she was so sage and so wise until I realized that she had stole that from the great Maya Angelou. You know, people will always remember how you make them feel. I mean, again, you know, Luke told us that we can only give out of the abundance of our heart. So what treasure are you building in your heart? Okay, so now I want to share a couple of things with you that I like to give to you for the that'll support this course. You know, one of them is you're obviously going to be able to find an action guide at the end of this so you can take it and follow along and kind of sort of fill in the blanks and see the habits and the choices you want to make as you go forward into your life. You know, but I want to give you this one thing particularly. This is a card that I have, and it is my plan for life. Every single day. You know, I used to have sticky notes all over my bathroom mirror, you know, kind of reminding me of the things I wanted to do and, you know, and how I wanted to react to life and the kind of person that I wanted to be towards other people and for myself. And it developed into these five things, which I call the plan every day. And they're real simple. These are things I get up in the morning and repeat to myself. And this, I choose to give my best to everyone I meet. I will be grateful for the blessings I have. I will protect my attitude and guard my mind. I choose to respond and never react to life. And today I will take the time to listen and to be there. These are my expectations for me every day. These are the expectations I have for the man that I want to be and the person that I want to be when I interact with other people in whatever manner it may be. So I want to ask you these two simple questions. What are you telling yourself each day? Are you telling yourself it's going to be a great day? Are you telling yourself it's going to be a lousy day? Are you thankful that you got that your feet hit the floor this morning? Or are you saying, oh no, I got to deal with another day? You know, that's my question to you. What are you telling yourself about each and every day? And, you know, what are you expecting from yourself? What are you expecting? I expect these five things from myself every single day. This is my expectation for Bart. And I got to ask you, what is your expectation? Feel free to take this card, morph it, change it, however you want to do it. And in the action guide, there's going to be some spots for you to kind of develop kind of your own kind of mantra for the day. And I also want to share with you this. If you want to follow me on social media, just Google Bart Christian. You'll find me everywhere. But I'm on Facebook and a couple of places. I'm on Instagram, YouTube, LinkedIn. I'm always posting inspirational, you know, positive, uplifting things because I believe that that's what this world needs. I believe that this the more kindness and the more positivity and the more uplifting I share with the world, the more positive, kindness, uplifting things the world is going to share back with me. Because I believe this in my heart of hearts, and it really doesn't matter what you believe. But I believe that, you know, this is true. We get back from life what we give. If you want heat from the fire, it demands that you give it fuel. We always, always reap what we sow. Always. Always. You know, my grandmother told me this, and it was so interesting, and she was right. She said, you always get back more than you give. She's always said, pressed down, shaken together, overflowing. But we always get back in generous proportion what we give. The ripples come back. The interesting thing about reaping and sowing is this, though, is that you can reap into one field and harvest from another. Now, just because you're kind to one person doesn't necessarily mean that person's going to be kind back. You may they may actually be rude back because you don't know the story going on in their life. But you're going to reap kindness from another place when you needed it most and when your heart was just hungry for it. That's when it's going to come back to you. It may be at the instant you give it, and it may not be. It might be from someplace else. But always remember this. You reap what you sow, and you always get back more than you give. So the bottom line in all this is it demands that you take action. You have to take action. I mean, it all starts with action. Action is the catalyst that moves everything. Without it, nothing happens. I mean, isn't that the very definition of insanity? Doing nothing and expecting something? You know, that's the thing. So I want to encourage you to take action. Whatever you want to pick up from what I've been able to share with you guys and ladies is pick up one seed. Maybe two, maybe three, maybe all five. Implement something into your life today, right now. Because, you know, I heard a guy say one time at a meeting I was at, he said, you know, I can give you things to think about. And I think you'd have to agree that I've given you some things. I've given you some mindset questions, you know, some things that maybe you need to think about in your mind. And you can develop a good mindset. And I've given you some skills that you can immediately put into place. But if you have the greatest mindset and the best set of tools, but you don't get off your assets and do something with it, nothing happens. Nothing happens. Remember, everything hinges on action. And sometimes those actions can be very small. I also heard another guy say one time that big doors swing on little bitty hinges. And that's true. The biggest of change in your life can happen with the smallest of actions, just done over and over and over and over again. So I want to challenge you this, one last challenge, and this is it. Now, my best students are the ones who take action immediately. My best students are ones who implement something into their life immediately. It may not be everything, but they implement one thing. So I want to encourage you to implement this one thing into your life. Be a cheerleader. Be a cheerleader. Choose to be a cheerleader today. Choose to be a good finder today. Choose to be an encourager today. I mean, the world needs cheerleaders more now than ever. And the honest truth is, just like Gandhi said, if you want to see change in the world, then you need to become the change that you desire to see in the world. The reality of it is that your family, your friends, your coworkers, people in your life need you. They need you to be a cheerleader. I mean, that is exactly what we need, and that is exactly what you must build in your life. Because remember, you get what you give. And if you're a cheerleader, a good finder, an encourager to others, guess what they're going to be to you? So, you know, I like to have fun, so I'm going to leave you this last little thing. And I want you to pay attention to something. Watch how infectious the cheerleading becomes with the people around this person. Just pay attention, because cheerleading works.
Whoa, you're not just going to walk away and give up.
Stuck.
You can get that. That's yours. Nobody else. Get in there and give it some heat. Give it some heat. Get it some heat. Get in there.
Yes. Yes. It works every single time. Take action. Take action now. Do something. Take a step out. It's only about making that first step that you make massive change in your life. Hey, God bless you. Thank you all so much for being here. Look forward to seeing you again. And it's been an absolute pleasure to share with you my simple solutions for personal wellness in this crazy, crazy world.